VFW Mobile.
We put some fish in it last night. Looks like everybody's present and accounted for.
Hopefully everything goes smooth with it.
Little schooling fish, and that way I could, you know, have more of them in there. And it's got to pay attention to. I got, you know, it has grow lights on it, so you got to set them up. So I got to get it set up right so that it'll, you know, not burn up the plants, but give them enough light.
End up getting a 55-gallon or 50-gallon you were talking about?
That, but it, I just went with a, I went with a 32. Fluval has a 32, and everything's all, the only thing you had to buy was the heater, and that, and then you were good to go, and everything's hidden. On the others, you had to, it had a light, but it didn't have the plant light and everything, and then I would have had to have a stand. I didn't already have some kind of desk or something to set it on, and that. So I went with the 32, and it's doing really good. I like it.
The tail in the picture, how big it was.
32. It's pretty good. It's pretty decent size. It's a lot bigger than the one I used to have, and that. But I got it packed full of plants, and I think it's got about 20 little fish in it. They're all about, I don't know, inch and a quarter long, something like that.
What did you have this morning?
This morning, I mean, when I got on, the, you know, the repeater announced itself, so, you know, I figured nobody's been on in a while, and that he might be sleeping in.
Had more shutdowns than what he was planning for there. I know Tuesday was when they were supposed to, so who knows.
I remember them saying they were going to be down a couple of days this week, too.
It's Tuesday, but they may have went ahead and scheduled it or run out of parts ahead of time. Who knows?
And, if it starts really slowing down there, everything's going to slow down in this area.
Pretty much everything's tied to it. You get into this weekend.
Not much more than that. I weeded with a pump up canister, and cleaned off my spot to put my greenhouse back where it goes from when I cut down the trees. And that's about it. It was just too blooming hot and humid. You know, I spent, you know, Saturday morning walking, going around and looking for I guess it was maybe Friday evening, looking for fish tanks and everything, and we finally settled on one yesterday and got it all set up, filled up, and then still learning about it, what to do and how to keep the plants, you know, alive and that. So I've just been doing that, mostly with the fish tank this weekend.
You did fresh water, not salt water.
Water. I haven't never done a saltwater, although they have a saltwater version of that tank. I don't know what would be different about it, but, you know, probably a little bit different about it. And then, but the, man, the fish and stuff for a saltwater is pretty expensive.
I don't know what the difference would be in a freshwater tank and a saltwater tank either, so. But I'm sure there's something
to do with the filtration and stuff like that, but the basic tank and everything looked exactly identical. The pump looked the same to what I have. I went to, you know, I spent most of the day riding around just looking at different shops and looking at the fish and the plants and everything, but I went in one that was only a saltwater shop. And it's like, man, the fish were beautiful, but dang, they were expensive. I mean, the guy was showing me there was one fish in there. He was like an $800 fish, and then he was in a, he must have been in a 500 gallon aquarium, and he said that wasn't going to be his forever home because he'd get too big for it. Fish. It's a little small fish because I looked at some of the little, you know, the algae eater fish that stay on the bottom of that, but some of them get up, you know, 10 to 14 inches. It's like, man, that's like way too big.
Much about fish tanks, like I told you, I never could stand the noise, so it just drove me insane, that constant noise there. I couldn't take it.
It's really, really quiet. You don't hear, like, you know, sometimes you can hear the water pouring in and that, and it doesn't have a bubbler on it, so it doesn't make a lot of water noise. Just the tank just circulates, and that, it's got, you know, rubber feet on the pump, and it's down inside, and that, and it, I mean, it don't really work, have any noise to it at all unless you get right up behind it.
Too bad, then. I know you do. I just, that drove me crazy. I just never had anything to do with them.
One where, like, the filter hangs on the back, and then it pours in, but I went with one that, you know, it's got two little nozzles that it pumps the water out, and you can direct them and make the kind of flow that you want. It's got to make sure everything is, you know, works right for the plants. The guy said to take the carbon filter out because the carbon filter was going to take away the stuff that the plants needed.
Too much, huh?
Like nutrients in there for the plants. And then in 2 days, it'd all be out of the water because the filter got rid of it. And so you really don't want that. So he said to take that out. So I did, and it appears to be working all right. I mean, the water's clearing up. I mean, you know, I had the tank full where I sent you that picture, and then I put the plants in. It's like, man, when I disturbed everything, it really clouded up.
Didn't take it long to settle back down, KO4HGX.
FW. No, it's clearing up pretty good right now. And then I did, you know, the lighting, it'll let you simulate daylight. It'll get, you know, simulate dawn. It'll get, you know, come on and it dim, and then it'll get brighter and brighter, and then it'll, you know, stay bright, and then it'll go back down. You can even do thunder and lightning storms and cloudy days and different things like that.
Okay, that's a little different.
Yeah, that.
It's probably not the switch.
I'll get you over there, KN4 TFW, clear.